Another week in the campaign gone by, and once again, none of the candidates could upstage. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I noticed there's an effort underway to stop covering. For example, Glenn Beck announced that he will not cover anymore. Huffington Post has relegated him to the entertainment section. A couple of magazines have started a stop movement. So I went through the sound clips from over the weekend, looking for clips from any candidate who is not. And there was a clip from Jeb Bush, still trying to defend his brother's handling of Iraq.
We didn't have to get out in 2011.
Your brother signed the deal.
It could have been modified, and that was the expectation.
There was Hillary Clinton, still insisting nobody really cares about her email server.
We'll see how this all plays out, but it's not anything that people talk to me about as I travel around the country.
There was Bernie Sanders, still leading a revolution.
We need a political revolution in this country.
And then there were the clips from... He said yes, he is going to deport anybody who is in this country illegally, that his views on foreign policy are based on watching the news, and that Jeb Bush is a puppet. And he told Chuck Todd, host of Meet the Press, that thanks to his being the guest, Meet the Press would get the highest ratings it's gotten in years. He also said he'll spend $1 billion on his campaign if necessary. But I predict he won't have to spend anywhere near that much. Because even if everyone in the organized news media stopped covering... today, we would still all know who is, right? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.